Hello, and welcome to the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Hernando, Florida podcast for this wonderful week that the Lord has made. We rejoice in the fact that you have joined us today. Thank you for allowing us to welcome you to our church home online.
And let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and our hearts the risen life that we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So please be seated.
Our first reading today is from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Here ends our first reading. Psalm today will be spoken responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
Lord, this has been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Second reading is from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Here ends our readings.
Let's all stand to greet the gospel.
You have no word.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking spices that they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. And while they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told them this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and he ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. We invite our friends, younger friends, to come on up for a minute. Come on, we gotta go find something. You ready to help me? Don't sit down yet. Nikki, where's Nikki? I need his help. Where's Nikki hiding? Come on, buddy. You gotta help me. Did you think I was gonna let you off? Come on, remember a couple of weeks ago we hit something? Remember that? Come on, we're gonna go back here and find it. We'll be right back. Come on back here. Okay, I need somebody nice and tall. Can you get that for me? Remember that? Can you get it? Okay, let's go back out and show everybody what it is. Do you remember what's in that box? Here, I'll take that. Well, neither have I. We put something in there. Remember, we buried a word. Let's hold this out. We've got to hold this out so everybody can see it. You ready? Somebody's got to, everybody get in on the end. Okay, let's hold it up real high so everybody can see it. Hold it up. Hallelujah! Because today, thank you. I'll take that from you. Oh, wait. We got to post for picture. We got to have a picture. Hallelujah! Okay, now we can put this down. Nikki, you can go back down there if you want to now. Okay, but he's going to miss the treats because I got treats for you too. Now, come on over here and sit down for a second. Anybody want an Easter egg? Did you all get your Easter eggs today? Here, you want an extra one? Everybody can have one. There you go. Now, today's about surprises.
They're jelly beans.
They're jelly beans, right? And you notice they're different colors? Did you just notice that? What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green? Cool, that's my favorite color. But you know, Easter's full of surprises because they went to the tomb thinking Jesus was dead, and they found out he's alive. There's not too many people that borrow a tomb that you ever meet in your life. But Jesus walked out of the tomb. And that's why we use eggs, because look at that. Does that egg look like it's alive? No, it doesn't. And it's kind of hard and can be kind of cold. But what comes out of an egg? What comes out of an egg?
Yummy stuff.
I should have known better to ask. Not a real egg. Look, you got me on that one. Now you think about it. What comes out of an egg? A chicken comes out of an egg. A chicken's alive. When the egg looks like it's not alive, the chicken pops its head out and comes to life. And that's why we use Easter eggs on Easter. Now, in here, also, those colors represent something. Look, I got different colors here in mine, too. So we got the red one. What do you suppose the red one means? How about blood? Because Jesus bled on the cross for us. And the white one? Because Jesus is alive. And, yeah, you don't have white. Yeah, you got a white one. And let's see, what else? We got black. Oh, we got the black one. Do you all like black? Do you like the black ones? Yeah, but you know, the black one, you know, that means Jesus died. But the white ones remind us that Jesus is also alive. And the green ones are for life, like the trees on the The leaves on the tree? No, that's mine. You can't have it. And the yellow one is for like the gold color that Jesus is our king, and it reminds us he's our king, like a golden crown. So, and this orange is for sunrise and sunset to remind us of that. And the purple one is for the purple robes that Jesus wore. So there you go. You remember that when you have your Easter eggs now and you eat your jelly beans. Remember, they all represent something. So thank you for coming up. Let's pray real quick. Then I'll let you go ahead. Then you can eat the rest of your jelly beans. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for Jesus, for his sacrifice for us, and for coming back to life just for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. All right, I'll see y'all later. Can you have another one? I don't get any if you take them. No, you can have another one. No, that's mine. You can have another one. All right, you want another one? All right, you all get out of here. You're not old enough. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the day when everything we think we know gets turned upside down. Think about it. Tragedy becomes triumph. Sacrifice becomes success. Failure becomes fulfillment. Death becomes life. That's the main reason why we're here today. Life. Christ crucified becomes Christ the risen Lord. Today is ground zero for a new relationship with reality. And that reality is in Jesus Christ. Think about it. Today is ground zero. End of statement. So let's go on. But just in case you want me to say something else, the gospel text for today, this Easter, whether we read John's gospel or Luke's gospel, we hear the stunning news that they go to the tomb, and it's empty. There's nobody there. The women, they're confused. They're coming to anoint the body, and they're confronted with something they completely unexpected. Some angels, the tomb's empty. The body's not there. The same body they had seen on Friday afternoon get laid in that tomb. Dead, stone cold dead, is walked out of the tomb. What would you think? I don't know what I would think if I were in their shoes. And then they see some angels there and tell them, don't be afraid. Yeah, right. Don't be afraid. You know what? That's an easy thing to say. Don't be afraid. But when you've got somebody, like you got an angel sitting there, you don't expect it. Don't be afraid is a real easy thing to say. And just, we learn from this story to expect the unexpected. That Jesus doesn't come to us as we expect, because now's the ground zero of a whole new reality. And Peter picks up on that in that lesson we have from Acts that Bob read for us just a minute ago. We hear the story from Peter. Peter is recovered from the shock of the resurrection. This is probably a year or two afterwards. He's already encountered the risen Jesus, because in the Luke text, he hasn't really encountered Jesus yet. But now he has, and he's lived on the other side of Pentecost, on the other side of the Ascension, and they've taken over the mission to share the good news, and he's surrounded by all these people. He's preaching the story of Jesus, and Jesus' triumph over sin and death, just not for himself, but for all of God's people, for all of the world. All of humanity is redeemed once and for all. And he tells them, this thing you think about, curse of the cross, doesn't exist. Because in secular society, as well as in the religious world of their day, the ultimate curse from heaven and on earth was to be hung from a tree when you're executed. That was the ultimate curse. That means you were cursed by God, you were cursed by humanity, you were lower than dirt. You had no value. And Peter's saying that's not true. The manner of death doesn't matter. Because God truly shows no partiality. None whatsoever. It doesn't matter if you're this high or this high, if you had one egg or two egg, or even stole the pastor's egg. There's no judgment when it comes to the manner of death for the faithful disciples that they experience. Because God shows no partiality. God's judgment thrown is individually. There is no generic curse. There's only generic and universal blessing with the promise of God's forgiveness and God's love that comes from Jesus' sacrifice on that supposedly cursed tree. The curse doesn't exist. It's a myth. It doesn't count. Jesus has taken it away because he was on that tree. Now, that doesn't mean trees don't play a tricky place in Scripture at all. Especially in early Christian and Jewish theology, the tree is among the most wondrous part of creation in Genesis. But then we come to this little story about the Garden of Eden and this one tree. Anybody remember the name of that tree? Knowledge of good and evil. Very good. You passed confirmation class. That's the ultimate tripping up of humanity in the story. That tree's mysterious presence lured Adam and Eve to disobeying God and trying to get one up on God. So yeah, there's that, but the last Adam, that's what the Bible calls Jesus, the last Adam, had something to say about that one because he took away that curse. Singling out, cutting down trees was not what was important here. In fact, Jesus even had issues with trees on occasion. A couple of times he cursed trees that didn't bear good fruit, and he compared that to people's faithfulness about bearing good fruit. But that goes beyond it because dead wood was used to bring on death. And that's what we see with Jesus on the cross. Some dead wood was taken. It was nailed together, and it was replanted into the ground to bring more death. Uh-oh. But that tree of death became a tree of life. It was replanted. Instead of advancing death, it advanced life. That's what we're here today to celebrate and to remember. It's a miracle, the resurrection, that both the cross and the curse are utterly wiped out. They failed to do their death. Because there's a richness, this dead wood has a new life. It has a new richness that it brings to life. Gives life new purpose. It unaffects death. I'm thinking of a volcano in Costa Rica. Any of you been to Costa Rica? You're allowed to raise your hand. Yeah, have you visited the volcano? It's the youngest volcano in the world. And think about it. That ash that spews out of that volcano is rich in nutrient. It reinvigorates creation. Life just happens with that volcanic ash. They have planted fence posts. In Costa Rica, what they do is they cut down tree branches to make fence posts. And they bury the tree branches in the ground to make their fence posts. And they found out those fence posts are coming back to life. That's the beauty of the resurrection. Out of death comes life. The richness, the resurrection power of that soil is the resurrection power of the grave of Jesus and the cross and the grave of Jesus Christ when Jesus walks out. We live in the beauty of that resurrection because that's why I say everything that we know gets turned upside down because here's a new reality. We are in the ground zero. And if you want to see pictures of these fences, I have a picture on my office door to prove it to you because I know there's always skeptics. I have to prove it. Those of you from Missouri, I got the... Anyway, so we're newly reinvigorated, living beings in Jesus. The old dead wood is refertilized by the cross and resurrection. And resurrection was not a new idea with Jesus either. The Jews prayed daily for resurrection. Did you all know that? They're one of their daily prayers every day. God give life to all. We see that in the story of Job. And we see it when Jesus is about to resurrect Lazarus. Jesus tells Mary her brother's coming back to life. Mary says, yeah, on the last day. Now Jesus says, today. And that's what Easter is about. It's because it's today. The resurrection starts right here, right now, with us. The beauty of the resurrection. Jesus came at us head on and wholeheartedly. He offered up his whole being, a divine being. He offered that up for our sake as an invitation to eternal life. It's a free gift that costs dearly at his expense. Jesus is our risen Lord. Today is ground zero. He blew out that volcano of death, and that we might live again and live in newness of life, just like the fence posts. Only don't claim to be fence posts. And don't go around telling everybody I called you a fence post, please. But right now, this day is new life. It's a new relationship with reality. And you can, and just like you can hear a volcano going, can you hear the sound of that new reality in your life? Can you register the tremors that come with that new life? It's getting real quiet in here. You're living and you're breathing in that new life because it's right here, right now. Here's ground zero of our faith. For God, the creator of the universe, so loved the world, look, that's the cosmos, that's the universe, that whoever believes in him, and that means me, and that means you all, and that means you all, and that means you all, and all y'all, that means that you shall not die but live in this life and in the life to come. At ground zero, we've been kissed by the resurrection. In Jesus, dead posts become living trees and living people. So go now and give that message to everyone else. And you know, in the Bible, they tell everybody, they tell about going and sharing the resurrection kiss. So go out and share that resurrection kiss. Just don't get arrested, okay? And remind everybody that this right here, today, is ground zero. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
We hope you have found today's word inspirational. We invite you to join us at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 439 East Norvell Bryant Highway, Hernando, Florida, 34442. Visit our website at gshernando.org. This podcast is a production of the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Media Center. May the peace of Christ be with you, always.